Welcome home.
Sup, bitches?
Hey, everybody. How are we? And welcome to the monumental, can we call it that?
Call it something.
Call it something. Episode 30 of Welcome Home. We fucking made it, bud.
Yeah, we out here.
Like, this is pretty much, I guess, like, season 4, almost? Because we got season 1 with you, season 2 with predominantly Jake, season 3 back with you. And now I guess this is the start of season 4 in a sense.
Kinda. I mean, I don't think that really makes sense because...
Well, I mean, it makes enough sense as far as about every 10 episodes we switch up
Oh,
shit.
Yeah, because we're on episode 30.
Yeah.
So how would that be season 4? If every 10 episodes is a season, this would be the start of season 3, would it not?
Well, I just laid it out for you. Do it in your head.
1 to 10 is me. 10 to what was Jake?
10 to 20.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. And then so that would be... Okay. All right, maybe this is the start of season 4.
It's the start of something.
It's like the 1900 thing. Like,
well, I mean, if you count, there's really no discrepancies whatsoever. There's no confusion.
Like we're in the 1900s. No, never mind. We're in the 20th century now.
We're in the 21st century now, but that's fine.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you just
we're
gotta,
in the 21st, but it's 20. Like you mean?
You just got to count the century you're in, pal. That's where the disconnect is. But anyway. Yeah, everybody, homies, new listeners, returning listeners, it's episode motherfucking 30. We thank you for joining us. For all our new listeners, welcome the fuck home. We really hope you enjoy what you hear. If you do, please leave us 5 stars, a nice written review. Tell a friend about it. That's really helpful for us. You can click the link in the episode description that's going to connect you with everything 812 Media Productions. That's going to include our YouTube. Be sure to be subscribed on there. In addition to starting this new iteration of Welcome Home, we got lots of great stuff launching right now. We got Crossfaded Cooks hosted by me, and it's exactly what it sounds like. I'm having a great time, I'm feeling myself, and I'm cooking up some delicious goddamn food. We got Dolan Eats, that's Dolan right here. He's tasting some food, some common shit that he's never had before.
Real entertaining for you guys. High quality stuff here.
If you're familiar with, you know, some of our past episodes, episode 2, episode 27, then you're going to know Rob. Rob has got his own ASMR experience right now. It's called Rob-a-bye Baby. You need to go check that shit out. All of that is brand new. It's on our YouTube. That's where all the future content is going to be coming for all that and more. So be sure to click the link in the episode description. Get yourself subscribed on there. Not only can you link to our YouTube, but you can also link to our Patreon. $2 of your support could help support the dream. And it's also going to link you to our partner, Smooth My Balls. Guys, if your balls aren't smooth, go get them motherfuckers smooth. I beg you. And when you do, use our code 812 homies. That's 812 HOMIES. 812 homies, smooth my balls. That's going to get you a nice little discount on some products and it's going to get your balls smooth. All right, and with all that, it's going to lead us right into episode 30, and we're going to start where we need to start with the number 30. Dolan, off the bat, what you got?
30 is half of 60, and 60 is my favorite number.
That is a factual statement, I suppose, all around.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so that's something. There's a movie, I don't think I've seen it, but it's definitely a movie called 13 Going on 30.
That sounds dumb.
I'm pretty sure it's just like, you know, a chick flick. Lindsay Lohan might be in it, I don't fucking know.
Okay, it's Steph Curry's number.
It's Steph Curry's number, there you go, that's a good one.
Yeah, he's 30.
I like that, Curry 30.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Some months have 30 days in them.
Yeah.
Others have 31.
We'll save that.
Oh, well. A little sneak peek. There you go. Some months have 30 days in them.
Yeah.
June is one of those months.
That's the month we're in case you guys didn't know.
In case you guys didn't know, you better know that kind of shit because that's the month we're in and there's only 30 days.
Yeah, it's a little important to know stuff like that.
Don't go thinking there's 31 days.
Mm-mm. You're going to be fucked up in July thinking it's June.
You're going to miss the 4th of July if you're not careful.
Yeah, you're going to think it's the 3rd.
You're going to be like, oh, why the fuck are all these fireworks going off? And then you're going to realize, damn, I fucked up.
30 days have September, April, June, and November.
That's some goddamn wisdom. We're getting to the Dolan send-off advice a little early, but yeah, there's a couple good things for 30. I love it.
30 minutes is roughly the length of a TV episode.
Yeah, I mean, with commercials and all that.
Yeah.
To that point, 30 minutes is half an hour.
Yeah, it is. 30 minutes or less is a movie with a...
Jesse Eisenberg, Danny McBride.
Yeah, I want to call him Michael Cera all the time.
No, they look familiar, but they're not the same person.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good movie.
So yeah, definitely some good stuff there. Fantastic. We're moving right along into our first, I suppose, kind of new segment here, starting with episode 30. It's a quick, simple, and easy one. We got a box of crayons. There's 96 motherfuckers in them. And, you know, we're just going to pick a crayon, pick a color. This is going to be the color of the episode.
I didn't know there were 96 colors, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, depending on the box you buy, there's more.
Really?
Oh, of course. There's hundreds upon thousands.
Nah, no fucking way.
I bet.
Thousands?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wait, there's like 8 colors.
We'll have to go to a paint store and see for ourselves.
Jesus.
But that being said, today's color of the episode is yellow-green.
Well, that's just two different colors.
It is two different colors. Are they secondary colors or are they primary colors?
Yellow's a primary color. Green's a secondary color.
Okay, well, so
you actually
then
need yellow to make green. I think yellow and blue. Yellow and blue makes green.
So that being said, by virtue, this color just shouldn't exist.
In my opinion, no.
So do you think I should eat this crayon?
In my opinion, no. No, I do not think you should eat that crayon.
All right, well, I guess fair enough then. Color of the episode, yellow-green, not a real color. Don't eat the crayon.
Yeah, pretty much. Good advice for the youngsters listening. Before we move along,
yeah,
I would like to say the crown itself actually looks more like green than yellow.
Oh, a lot more like
green.
To me,
in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just so you guys could get a clear picture.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
sure. It's definitely a green crown. I mean, like, it's a light green, but, like, it's light.
It's green.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you Google yellow-green,
you'll probably see the exact crown we're looking at.
You got to. Just fucking add Crayola in that search.
Oh, 100% you'll see it.
Done deal. Before we move on, get into a fan favorite segment.
Okay.
I got a little quick something that I want to touch on. So as you know, I'm all about the streaming services.
Right.
You know, offer me as much content as possible. Pioneer Woman, sign me the fuck up.
Paramount.
Okay, well, you beat me to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that is the latest one that I've subscribed to, is Paramount Plus.
Okay.
It's been out for a few months now. To be honest, the only thing I've watched on it is live sports. It was a soccer game.
Who won?
The U.S. men's national team.
America.
America.
Okay.
But what made me subscribe to it is I was sitting next to my girlfriend, Aaron.
Yeah, y'all know Aaron.
Longtime listeners are familiar.
Graphic designer and all that.
Yes, sir. She is the person who's designed all the art for 812 Media Productions. Welcome Home, 812 Gaming, Crossfaded Cooks, Dolan Eats, Rabba Bye Baby, everything we got coming, it's all her. I was sitting next to her, she was scrolling, and she came across a post from Jerry Trainer. Do you know who Jerry Trainer is?
That's Spencer from iCarly.
You're goddamn right it is.
Mm-hmm. And also Crazy Steve from Drake and Josh.
You're goddamn right it is.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, starting fucking right around the corner, June 17th, 2021, Paramount Plus is rebooting iCarly?
Yeah, I did. I'm actually very excited about that.
Okay. See, she was scrolling. Jerry Trainer had posted the trailer for it.
Mm-hmm.
I say, hold up. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, they're grown up. They curse and stuff.
Right. You know, it's more edgier.
Yeah, somebody was drinking Henny, I think.
Well, it was beer, but, you know,
yeah.
It was the same difference. It's just like, the more I thought about it, I was like, listen, you know, I'm not expecting them to be like, oh, what the fuck, this, that, the other thing. But like, you know, the target audience, the people who watched iCarly are people our age, people in their 20s now.
Yeah.
If they're bringing back iCarly, their target audience is going to be predominantly the original viewership. And they need to turn that up to be a little bit more edgier. You know, that doesn't mean going all out. Like, it can still be kid-friendly for sure. but they're going to be appealing to people like us. And that kind of edginess of, like, you know, this new kind of iCarly, I was like, yeah, I feel like I got to see it. Not to mention all the other stuff Paramount Plus has, which I still got to kind of explore and get into. You know, fucking, of course, SpongeBob, Fairly Odd Parents. All the Nickelodeon stuff, as, you know, I've been naming Drake and Josh.
Yeah.
But there's a ton more, and I'm excited to get into it and see what else they have to offer. But a new iCarly reboot, I'm excited to see what it's hitting for.
Yeah, I'm curious if they're going to smoke weed on the show.
I highly doubt it, but, you know, we can't rule anything out at this point.
Well, if you think about it, iCarly took place in Seattle, Washington.
Did it?
Yeah, which...
yeah, okay. Well,
weed
then,
is legal in Washington State.
There you go.
So...
as far as I know, I mean, it looks like the same apartment from the trailer, so...
that's what I was thinking. So, like, they're in Washington, so, like, legally, they technically are allowed to smoke weed.
I guess there's only one way to find out. We're going to have to wait and see. Hey, let us know if you have Paramount Plus, if you're planning to watch the new iCarly. Check it out. What do you think? Let us know. We'll share our thoughts, I'm sure, when it comes out and we get a couple episodes of thoughts to share.
Yeah, for sure.
I wanted to get that out right off the bat. I saw that the other night. I've been excited, so excited that I subscribed to a whole new streaming service. So, you know, hey, hopefully it's decent. You know, bare minimum, at least I have a service to watch a bunch of other shows that I enjoy. All right, with that, are you ready to get into some Reddit referrals?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay. Right off the bat, I want to offer, I guess, a warning. A viewer discretion is advised. A listener discretion is advised, I suppose. But these two, I've had them saved for a while. They're pretty fucking grotesque, but we figured it's episode 30. We want to give you guys, you know, some kind of a bang. So we're going to share these. All right, it's the Reddit referral, everybody. I mixed period blood and urine in one of my customers' food.
What?
People are going to judge me and say I'm a horrible person, and that's fine. I don't care, because the bitch deserved it.
I don't think so.
I was on my period and had already had a horrible day before clocking in, and to top it off, my first customer had one of the nastiest attitudes I've ever dealt with. She ordered a Sprite and gave me a death stare because, in her own words, I didn't fill her cup up all the way to the top and it needed 3 more ice cubes, which was oddly specific. I went back and fixed her drink for her, and she still gave me this death stare while I walked back to the table. I don't know if it was hate or racism, I couldn't tell. I took her and her kids' orders, but I was having trouble hearing her over the restaurant music. She complained that I was being slow and threatened to call the manager. I just smiled and continued writing the orders down even though I was mad. She ordered spaghetti. I think you can guess where this is going. Basically, to make a long story short, she called my manager on me and made up a lie. She claimed I had an attitude and demanded another waitress. My manager believed her and wrote me up. So I'm in the back room kitchen pissed at this woman, and the chef hands me the dishes along with the spaghetti and more Sprite. This is where I get an evil idea. Spaghetti with a side of blood and piss. My nastiest idea yet. My restaurant has a separate bathroom for employees only in the back, so before I handed the dishes to the new waitress, I took the Sprite and the spaghetti in the bathroom, took my tampon out, and did what I needed to do. I gave that order to the second waitress with a smile on my face and looked out the kitchen window as that bitch enjoyed her bloody, pissy spaghetti. That was the first and only time messing with a customer's food, and I felt an adrenaline rush. I'm usually a nice girl, but this was the one time I rebelled a little bit, and I almost got caught by another employee. I could have gone to jail. Anyways, now it's off my chest. Judge me all you want. I don't care. Bye.
You sound like a terrible person. First of all, you took your anger out on some random woman at a restaurant. Doesn't matter if she was being difficult to deal with. That's the job you signed up for. There was no reason for you to do anything close to what you did. And I'm kind of curious how you pissed on spaghetti and, like, not a fan of you, miss. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you got going on, but that's not it. I hope your husband, like, cheats on you or something. I hope something bad happens to you, because that just made me upset.
Well, I can't wait to hear what you say for the next one, but I have to agree. I mean, somebody who, like, we both have, but, like, we've worked in food service and service in general. You know, every job comes with some kind of degree of customer service. That is the job you signed up for. You know, some customers are going to be more difficult than others. And it just is what it is. For you to do that kind of shit, I mean, it's not even like the person knew you were doing like some kind of revenge or taking something out on her. You just did something fucking nasty and you could have potentially got somebody, I don't know, fucking sick or something.
Yeah, it's a bad job.
Yeah. Hell, I mean, if you want to yell at a customer or curse them out, like, yeah, that's still something you should not be doing. That is shitty customer service. And again, that is the job you signed up for. But for you to do that kind of shit, that is grotesque. It is unacceptable. It is disgusting. And I don't care how innocent you were before. You are no longer innocent ever again, in my opinion. Like, fuck that.
That's a bad John.
That's a bad John. But not as bad as this next one.
Let's hear it.
Purposely stole, disrupt, and urinated on roommates' items and foods.
Why would you do that?
Well, he's going to try to explain himself. I really want to get this off my chest since I feel like the most fucked up person in the world. About a year ago in university, I moved to a cheap rent house with five random roommates who all went to the same university as me, and we just minded our own business. At the time, I was suffering with depression, and I had the most twisted and dark thoughts. Even considered suicide at the time. I was broke and in debt. Additionally, I had no emotional support from friends or family. I wanted people to feel miserable. I wanted people to feel what I'm feeling. So I did the most fucked up things to ensure chaos. I had one roommate who had an Xbox in the living room. One night, I had the chance to steal his Xbox controller, and so I did. Then I proceeded to throw it in the nearest gas station garbage. He got really mad when he couldn't find the remote control, and seeing him suffer and get mad gave me pleasure. Additionally, I would steal my roommate's foods, sneak into the kitchen pantry in the early morning when everybody would be asleep. During this time, I would also ejaculate and put my sperm on any foods in the fridge that had a container. Mostly their prepared foods or leftovers. Sometimes I urinated on their foods or belongings. Additionally, I damaged the router so that nobody in the house could use the internet for days until our landlord gets it fixed. They started writing notes saying, "Who the fuck is stealing my food?" or started to report these incidents to the landlords. It was hard to point any fingers on anyone since there was five of us. However, I knew I could get away with this because there was one roommate who had anger issues. We could literally hear him screaming through the house when he is playing his online games. He would rage and swear all the time, so I would purposely incite a discussion with the other roommates and try to put the blame on the guy with the anger issues. All this chaos and the feeling that I wasn't the only one feeling miserable in the house felt good at times. I didn't want anybody to be happy. I was jealous of everyone that was smiling or if they had something going for them in their life. The world felt so unfair at the time. These fucked up activities of mine went on for almost 2 months. Two of the roommates decided to leave the house because of what I did. I had since moved out of the house and sought help from my school counselors and doctors. I truly felt terrible doing this and hope I can really be forgiven someday.
That's a terrible John too. If you're depressed, why are you going to masturbate into somebody's food? Like, how does that even make sense?
To me, to us, it doesn't. To him, I guess it did. To anybody else, I don't think how it could.
It doesn't make any fucking sense, bro. Like, what? Oh, the world isn't fair, so I'm going to piss in this food, like...
No, I mean, I can feel and sympathize with people going through struggles or mental issues, all that. I mean, everybody goes through it. Everybody experiences it in their own way. But again, and, you know, I'm not a psychiatrist, psychologist, whatever the fuck. You know, I'm not a shrink. Doing something like that, again, is not helping anybody. It's not helping you. It's not for sure helping them. Like, what is the point of doing something like that besides potentially harming somebody else or getting somebody sick? Like, that's gross. Uncalled for. I don't care if they are random roommates or your best goddamn friends. I don't care if you're the happiest or saddest person in the world. Nothing should compel you to act out or take your, you know, depression or anger out in that manner. It's gross and it's unproductive and unhelpful. I hope you sought the help that you needed. I hope you got it. And I hope you're on the path to doing better. But I'm glad I was not one of your random roommates in that house. Because if you were doing that to me, or if I had found out you were doing that to, you know, other people in the house, you know, I don't see how things would go over smoothly or well. Whatever story you want to spin, like, that's just absurd.
Yeah, I hope you're homeless. Honestly. Like, if that's how you act with roommates, you don't deserve to be around people. It's a bad job. There are people who go through struggles that don't do that. There's no reason for you to do that. No sympathy for me, for him.
Well, there you go.
Fuck him.
Fuck him. Done deal.
Man, I hope he's homeless eating somebody's shit.
That's what he was making his roommates do.
Exactly.
There you go. All right, and again, grotesque, disgusting. I'm sorry you sat through and listened to him, but you did. Reddit referrals, that's going to be a wrap on them. I'm sure you can't take anymore. I'm sure I know I can't.
Yeah, Adam Jones was nutty.
I warned you. You said bring him on. I've been on the fence about him for weeks, and now you know why.
Yeah, it's, the people got to hear him.
I mean, if they're being posted to Reddit, that means they want people to hear it. So now, people are hearing it. With that, that's going to move right along into our question segment. We got a couple good ones queued up. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start with this one here. Nice and simple. What's your favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would go with the same. You know, this is expanding the question a little bit, but do you like pepperoni with something else, or you like just strictly pepperoni?
I like pepperoni and sausage,
but yeah.
I usually just get pepperoni.
Okay, I'm on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
Pepperoni straight, my first choice. I take pepperoni and sausage. I like that. You know, me personally, I like mushrooms, so I like to do it big. You know, pepperoni, sausage, and mushrooms, the perfect trio.
Mushrooms are gross.
All right. What was your favorite toy growing up?
I had a John Cena action figure. That was my shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, could you actually physically hold the action figure in your hand? Like, could you see it, or was it just there in theory?
What kind of fucking question is that, Griff?
Well, I guess it's going to depend on your answer.
What kind of fucking question is that, Griff?
Well, John Cena, supposedly you can't see the man. Is that correct? That is the lore I've heard, anyway. So I'm wondering if there was an action figure created of said John Cena, is it actually a tangible thing, or is it just a theoretical, oh, I have a John Cena action figure?
I hate you. You know that?
But see, you can't answer the question because you know
I want you to answer your own question. Have you ever watched WWE?
No.
Okay. All right. Don't say anything else to me then.
Well, there you go.
I don't want to hear it. Yes, it was a real fucking action figure.
Okay.
It wasn't a fucking imaginary action figure, bud.
Did you have other wrestler action figures that you set up wrestling matches with?
No.
Okay. It was just John Cena just chilling.
John Cena and usually like dinosaurs or whatever my little brother was playing with.
Okay. For me, a quick look back. I was into a lot of different stuff and toys growing up, but a couple of things that definitely stick out in my head. I for sure had a lot of different Dragon Ball Z action figures. I'm a huge Dragon Ball Z guy, still to this day. And they definitely stick out as toys from my childhood.
That wasn't the question, pal. What was your favorite?
Well, I understand that.
What was your favorite? Goku, Vegeta, Piccolo? Top one, you gotta pick one.
If you're putting me on the spot, Vegeta.
Okay, see, that's what the people want to know.
I mean, specifically, like, the Vegeta action figure where he had the armor. I guess he was Resurrection on Namek style because he had the armor that was all busted up and broken through from when Frieza killed him. But the action figure wasn't dead, but he just still had the armor busted up. So I guess specifically that Vegeta. I mean, in my head, the Dragon Ball Z action figures stand out to me. The Vegeta Resurrection on Namek specifically kind of style, that one in particular stands out. So I guess I'll call that my favorite toy growing up.
There you go.
There you go. All right, next one here. You've been given an elephant. You can't get rid of it. What do you do with it?
Get rid of it.
But you can't get rid of it. That's built into the question.
Yeah, but like, logically, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, logically, it doesn't have to.
I will open the door, put the elephant outside, and close the door.
Well, yeah, I suppose, but you think it's just gonna walk out the door?
Yeah, if I tell it to.
What, it's house trained?
It's my elephant.
So it has a name?
It was given to me.
And you're gonna tell it to walk out the fucking door without a second thought?
Yeah, get outside.
It's not just going to be like an outdoor elephant, like get outside, like get in the backyard. It's like get
that's gone. Fine, whatever. But
okay, so you're going to keep it in the backyard.
I'm not going to do any maintenance for it. I'm not picking up elephant shit. I'm not getting elephant food. I'm putting it outside of my house. If it chooses to stay in my yard, then yeah, I got an elephant. If it chooses to wander off, that's up to him.
Well, aren't elephants vegetarians?
There's grass.
There's grass.
He'll be fine.
Would you be, you know...
No, I'm not concerned about him in the slightest. In any way, shape, or form. I will have absolutely zero interaction with the elephant, other than maybe saying, yo, if he is outside when I pass.
And what if you just wake up one day and you got a dead elephant in the backyard?
Not my problem.
It is your problem. You got an elephant in your backyard.
Not my problem.
Okay, well, I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Leave it out there for the scavengers.
Jesus.
Yeah, be a fox hotspot.
I hope not. It's nowhere I want to be. Well, I guess, I mean, what am I doing with an elephant? I'm going to keep it as a pet. You know, I'm not going to disown it like Dolan. Say, hey, you're on your fucking own. Definitely not an indoor elephant. Definitely an outdoor kind of elephant. But I wouldn't charge admission or nothing. Like, I'd give it some peanuts or whatever. And, you know, give it the best life I can. I mean, I'm not going to go out of my way wherever.
What's your plan with field mice?
Field mice?
Mm-hmm.
What's that got to do with anything?
Elephants are terrified of mice.
Okay.
So if your elephant sees a mouse outside in the field somewhere,
yeah,
he's liable to lose his shit.
Well, I'm not going to live in a field with mice then, I guess.
Mice are anywhere.
Well, I'll have people, like, come and spray.
Okay, all right.
I guess, to combat that is the logical explanation at this point, I suppose, that I will settle on.
Okay.
Whether it's logical or not, I guess we'll determine, but for the time being, it's going to be logical enough. It's my pet elephant. His name's gonna be Ricardo. Mm. Ricardo the elephant.
Okay.
And he's gonna provide fantastic company and elephant milk, and we're gonna have a nice life together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like fun.
I hope it is. Otherwise, I got a big fucking problem on my hands.
Well, that's why I can't concern myself with it. Fuck that elephant.
All right, well, last question here. Would you rather be able to control time or know what others are thinking?
Control time.
Okay.
Nobody's thoughts mean anything to me.
Fair. What would you do with that kind of time control, though?
Freeze time to rob banks.
Okay, so now we're back to the robbing banks.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been a while since you mentioned it.
Well, yeah, I can't talk about it too much. The feds is listening.
Well, feds are listening to everything all the time.
Right. But if I talk about it consecutively, they're going to see pattern.
Okay. That's, I guess, an interesting idea of something to do with it. That's not what I would do with it. I would go with the same thing for a similar reason as far as, like, you know, I don't really give a shit what somebody's thinking.
Yeah, fuck them. But, you know, you could also, like, go forward in time. Oh, tomorrow's lottery number's this.
Right.
You know, oh, the Sixers win the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, time is relative.
Yeah, play some good bets, you know.
Yeah, and that's...
Build some generational wealth.
Yeah, that is probably the kinds of things I would utilize it for. Definitely to see shit in the past I would never have a chance to see. Definitely to see shit in the future so I know how the future is going to go, I guess, or like where I'm going to be at some point.
I don't give a shit about the past, and I really don't care about the future either, farther than like maybe a week tops.
Well, you care about it enough to rob a bank with it.
Well, yeah, because then I could start planning for a future.
Well, right, but you just said you don't give a shit about the future.
Right, not right now, because I haven't robbed a bank yet.
Right.
So I don't have plan for the future money. I have make it to next week money. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't got plan for the future money.
Yeah.
Yet.
But you should ideally have a place where you'd like to be at a certain point in time, no?
Not dead or in jail. Those are the two main places you want to avoid. Other than that, you should be good. Yeah. Living life happy.
Well, all right. So yeah, I'm going with the same answer for, you know, just manipulating time reasons, just gaining experiences, if you will. All right. And that's going to bring an end to the question segment of episode 30 of Welcome Home. And it's not time for Dolan Tweets, because Dolan Tweets is done. We're still continuing Dolan Tweets. Make sure you hit the link in our episode description. That's going to connect you with our Twitter. If you want to see some Dolan Tweets going forward in real time, make sure you follow us on there. And when Dolan tweets stuff out, we will quote tweet it with hashtag Dolan Tweets. But for now, it's time to introduce our new segment, Dolan. I am super excited. We are calling it This, or That.
Okay.
So the idea behind this segment is we choose category A, category B, and then category C. And category C is something I make up that goes along with the first two categories. So to give you a real-time example, tonight's this or that is going to be soccer player, actor, or someone I made up. Are you ready to get started?
Yeah.
Right off the bat, I know you don't watch soccer. I know you know maybe limited actors' names. And, well, you know, what I make up is going to be what I make up. How you feeling knowing these two main categories of soccer players and actors? You think you'll be able to match a couple up?
No.
Okay.
I have absolutely no faith.
No. Do you think you're going to get any right?
Probably not.
All right. Well, there's only one way to find out. Let's get started, everybody. It is the debut of the brand new segment on Welcome Home, This, or That. And this episode is going to be featuring soccer players, actors, or what the fuck I make up. Here we go. First one, Kai Havertz, Christoph Waltz, Heinrich Müller. Which one is which?
You made up the second one. The first one's a basket or a football player or a soccer player.
You kind of were right with football.
No.
Kai Havertz, you're saying soccer player.
Mm-hmm.
You are correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Second dude, Christoph Waltz, you're saying I made up.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right.
You're wrong. Christoph Waltz is an actor. Many roles that I'm sure maybe you've seen in passing. Django, Inglourious Bastards, James Bond. He's all over the place. You've definitely seen him once or twice.
I don't think I've ever seen any of those movies. What was the first one you said?
Django Unchained?
I've seen Django.
There you go. You know the German dude that takes Django under his wing?
Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
And then Heinrich Müller was the person I made up.
Okay.
So you thought that was the actor. You got those two switched. But you got Kai Havertz, right? So there you go. One out of three. Next one up. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ronald Humphrey, Erling Haaland, Peter Skarsgård. Soccer player, actor, who did I make up? Erling Haaland.
Made up.
Ronald Humphrey.
Soccer player.
Peter Skarsgård.
Actor.
So, we're going one for three again.
Okay.
Erling Haaland is a soccer player.
Who's he play for?
He plays for Borussia Dortmund.
Fuck Russia.
Okay, well, they're in the German league.
Fuck Germany.
I actually send you a lot of his posts pretty frequently, so I'm a little disappointed you didn't get some name association there.
None at all.
Peter Skarsgård is an actor. All right. Next one up here. We have Chris Evans, Phil Foden, Ben Muzzin. Who is Chris Evans? Soccer player, actor, or did I make him up?
It's an actor.
Who is Ben Muzzin?
What was the other name?
Phil Foden.
Mm. Muzzin's a soccer player. Foden's made up.
Ooh, swing and a miss, pal. Mm. One for three again. Chris Evans is an actor. He's famously known for being Captain America.
Okay.
Phil Foden is a soccer player, and Ben Muzzin I made up. I thought you were going to get that one.
I was close.
You were close. You've been one for three on the first three.
Yeah, you know.
Let's see how the back nine goes, if you will. We got three more.
Well, it's the back three.
Well, it's the back three. It's the back nine. It's a term that's all around.
No, those are two different numbers, pal.
Yeah, but three is a multiple. Well, I guess three. Well, it's a three goes in the nine a couple times. Three of them.
Right, but it's only three. There's not nine.
Yeah, but it's all relative. All right. Emilio Rodriguez, Bruno Fernandes, Raul Esparza. We're going to start with Bruno Fernandes. Who is that? Is that a soccer player, actor, or did I make him up?
No, you made him up.
Okay. Raul Esparza.
That name sounds familiar. He's probably an actor.
Okay. And Emilio Rodriguez.
I'm going to gotta go soccer player.
And you're going to go one for three yet again.
It's a pattern.
It's a pattern. Bruno Fernandes is a soccer player. Emilio Rodriguez I made up.
Really?
Raul Esparza, sounding familiar to you, is good because that is the actor who plays ADA Rafael Barba on Law & Order SVU.
Yeah.
So there you go. One for three. We're looking to close it out. Maybe this is the one that you will be perfect on.
Okay.
I have high hopes. Here we go. Jadon Sancho.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic Whitfield.
Mm-hmm.
Lakeith Stanfield.
Okay, I know who Lakeith is. He's an actor.
There you go, okay.
He's in some good shows as well.
A lot of good stuff.
What were the other two?
Jadon Sancho and Dominic Whitfield. One of them is a soccer player and one of them I made up.
You made up Whitfield.
And Sancho's the soccer player?
Yeah, gotta be.
There we go. 3 for 3.
Told you. You gave me an easy one with Lakeith.
I tried to. I was wondering, you know, I knew you knew the person. I knew you knew the actor. I didn't know if you knew the name.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a funny guy.
So there we go. The perfect 3 for 3. We got Dolan's first one on this or that. Jadon Sancho, the soccer player. Lakeith Stanfield, the actor. And Dominic Whitfield, who the fuck knows who that is.
Somebody named Dominic Whitfield is going to listen to this and get their feelings hurt now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dominic.
What if they go by Dom?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dom. Last one to wrap up the initial offering of this, or that on episode 30 of Welcome Home. Dolan, are you ready?
No. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Cool. Perfect. You feeling another 3 for 3?
My hand's falling asleep a little bit, so maybe.
So maybe. That's probably a good sign.
Probably.
Jairo Felix, Javier Bardem, Guillermo Dominguez. One's a soccer player, one's an actor, and one of them I made up. Who is Guillermo Dominguez?
Made up.
Who is Jairo Felix?
Soccer.
Well, then, obviously, who is Javier Bardem?
He's got to be an actor.
He's got to be an actor. And you are right, sir. 3 for 3.
Mm-hmm.
A strong way to close it out.
See, you threw me another lob there.
Yeah.
Because Guillermo del Toro is a movie director.
Okay.
And the name that you came up with was eerily similar to his.
Well, if that's how you figured it out, more power to you. Guillermo del Toro did not cross my mind at all, so I wouldn't say that's a great way to figure out how this was.
That's exactly how I figured it out.
I mean, hey, if it worked for you, that wasn't how it was made up. But hey, we closed out this, or that. We went the first 4 going 1 for 3. You didn't get shut out on any of them. We'll give you that.
Yeah, I know what the hell I'm talking about.
But the last 2? 3 for 3. God damn.
Good guesser.
Make sure to send in any suggestions, any categories that you'd like us to feature on this, or that, because this is a segment that we're excited for and we're going to be continuing going forward on Welcome Home. We hope you enjoy it. Let us know and, let us know what you want to hear. And with that, that's going to start to bring a close to episode 30 of Welcome Home. We hope you enjoyed what you heard. We definitely enjoyed talking to you. And you know what? If you did enjoy what you hear, we'd really appreciate it if you could leave us 5 stars, nice little written review, and hey, share us, recommend us to your friends, be like, hey, Welcome Home, that's that motherfucking podcast.
And if you don't like what you hear, fuck you.
Bluntly put.
Yeah, that's how I'm rocking. Welcome Home or nothing.
Welcome Home or die.
Yeah.
Be sure to check out all of our new content that we have available on YouTube. That includes Crossfaded Cooks, hosted by me. That includes Dolan Eats, hosted by Dolan. And that includes Robbabye Baby, an ASMR experience, hosted by Rob. We got those 3 brand new offerings, as well as a lot of great stuff out there, including 812 Gaming. There's all the Welcome Home episodes. If you're not up to date, be sure to go back. Check out any episodes you may have missed on your favorite streaming platform. Lots of great content all over. Hit the link in our description. It's going to connect you with everything 812 Media Productions. Our YouTube, make sure you're subscribed on there. That's where you're going to find everything. Our socials, make sure you're following us. That's the best way to stay up to date. It's going to link you to our Patreon. $2 of your support could help support the dream. And it's going to link you to our partner, Smooth My Balls. If your balls aren't smooth, go get them motherfuckers smooth. Use the link in our episode description and then use our code 812HOMIES. That's 812HOMIES. And it's going to get you a nice little discount on Smooth My Balls products. And you're going to get your motherfucking balls smooth. And who doesn't want smooth balls?
Bitches like smooth balls.
We've gone through everything, Dolan. And that leaves one more thing. And that's all you, buddy. It is the Dolan send-off advice for episode 30. Bring it home, my friend.
Stress will kill you. You need to let things go and not worry about things as much. You know, if things are kind of out of your control or aren't really, you know, immediately affecting you, push them to the back burner and kind of let the universe work things out however it sees fit. Yeah, short and sweet for y'all. That's what I'm here for.
Good enough for me, good enough for them, good enough for everybody.
It better be.
Beautiful. All right. We just want to thank everybody for your continued support. Your support is really what helps us continue to do this for you guys, continue to build and expand with our new content offerings. And it's what's going to continue to drive us to bring you guys bigger and better content. Thank you for your support. Be sure to let everybody know, because that's the best way to show your support, and we appreciate it. That's going to be a wrap on episode 30. Thanks everybody for listening. Welcome home.
This episode has been brought to you by 812 Media Productions.